Fantastic to say. I'm joined now by Tim Vincent. Tim, hello. Welcome back to England, really.
Thank you very much, yes. Just a flying visit for 3 days, back from New York.
You're obviously back here for a reason. Tell us that reason.
I've got a dog called Ruby, who I've had for 4 years. In the last 2 years, my mum's been looking after her because I'm in New York most of the time. But we're back to encourage people to take their dogs for walks and submit their favourite dog walk. And once they've submitted it, there's a big competition. You win a year's supply of Win-A-Lot goodies, also a hotel with dog-friendly, so you can take your dog away. And we're just interested in to see where you like to go for a walk and take your dog.
We're actually in the very rural surroundings, so you can probably hear raking in the background and the birds tweeting. And for Regent's Park, and I take it that's going to come pretty high up on the list.
Yes, so really you did mention that we're in our underpants, but yes, we are here, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and Ruby, my dog's running around enjoying herself on the lead, which she has to be in this park.
Very true. Well, I mean, you mentioned there that you've just popped over from America. It's all going very well for you.
Yeah, well, it seems to be, yeah. America seems to be my home for the last nearly 3 years now. I've been hosting an entertainment show that goes out 6 nights a week on NBC called Access Hollywood. And I'm they call the British Intelligence. So I do all my interviews with the stars from New York.
And I gather you recently did one of their biggest shows as well, Millionaire.
I did, yeah, and that's a rival channel, so it was even more surreal that I ended up hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It was good fun. I only did it for a week. I was a guest host. The main host just had a week off. And it's exactly the same as the British one. The music, the lights, the seat, the kind of questions, and it's $1 million is the top prize. And I don't think I got over maybe 100,000 myself.
I see, I've done it before. I've sat in that seat.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm not actually on it. 64,000.
Did you win it?
And I bottled it on the 125. Well, no, this is the problem. I did it as a test run through for them.
Oh, no.
They gave me the cheque. It's got void written across the middle of it.
I was going to say, my goodness me, 64 grand. That's not bad, though.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
Yeah. That's the equivalent of $124,000, so you'd have done well on the American one.
I like the sound of that even better. Yeah. Well, I mean, not only are you doing the stuff in America, but you're also occasionally on our screens over here. Is it GMTV?
GMTV, they have a studio that's based in New York, so if there's a particularly big story that I've done in America, then I'll go on and comment about that. But, you know, I come back occasionally. I love GMTV, they're really good fun. But then I'll do the lottery or Miss World or something like that. So I like to come back and do various things, keep my hat in.
Do you miss it at all?
A lot, you know. And 3 years on, I'm ready to spend more time back over here and balance it the other way around so that I could spend more time in Britain and less time in America.
It's pretty much sort of been an amazing career, really, when you consider, you know, you started off, it was Children's Ward, wasn't it?
Children's Ward when I was 15, yeah. Did that for 6 years and then...
We won't say how long ago that was.
Well, you know, I'm 35 in November, so it is quite a long time ago. Somebody described me as the Swiss Army knife of presenters. I've done a few bits and pieces, and I think that's pretty true, but I think that's the way with a lot of presenters now. You know, Anton Dekker, huge, huge stars, but they did start out acting, so people move across from one thing to the other.
What's been your favourite so far?
Apart from sitting down here with you in the park in our underpants with my dog, that's got to be one of the highlights.
Ruby, no.
Not that end. I don't know. I think there's so many surreal things that I've done. You know, my mates always go, you host Miss World. It's just got to be the best job in the world. And it is, but when you get there, you're actually hosting a show that's live, so you have to work. You know, when you do a show, you have to learn your lines, you have to work out your camera angles. If it goes wrong, then it's egg on your face. So you kind of forget that you're surrounded by beautiful women.
And helicopters.
I think it's because we're in our underpants in the park. Go away.
I got to say, I think my favourite show that you ever did was Short Change. Was there any sort of tips that you really picked up on that you've taken through to later life with you?
The ironic thing about Short Change was that was at a time when I was doing about 4 shows. So I was flying between studios to do it. And I remember drinking a lot of Red Bull at the time to keep me going, and one morning I came up and got the script and I was reading through it while I had to host, and it was about the fact that Red Bull had been banned in France. So it was quite ironic that I was hosting a consumer show and banning things that I actually was drinking myself. So, but it was a very, very good show, Short Change. I think it still goes, doesn't it?
I think it probably does, yeah. No doubt with Reddy Yates and Fern Cotton. They seem to be on everything else.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Of course, Short Change was for BBC, and your biggest show, the one that you've probably remembered most for, Blue Peter. You've sort of done everything on that as well. Is there actually anything left for you to do at all?
Ironically, the one thing that when you're on Blue Peter, they kind of play to your strengths. So if there's something that you want to do, then you get the chance to do it. And I was, before Blue Peter, was a water skier. I used to water ski just for fun. So we used to do all kinds of amazing water ski, like pyramids or go off the ramps and stuff and explore it as far as you can. But then they'd make you do things that you wouldn't want to do, like snow survival, and then fun things like bobsleigh runs. But the one thing that I never did that everybody assumed that I did do was a plane jump, a parachute jump. I've never done that.
No, Stuart did all those whilst you were on it.
Stuart did all those, you know, I think even the Blue Peter dog did it, but I never got a chance to do it. And I'd love to have done that, you know. And it was great fun, everything that I did, but that's one thing that eluded me.
The show is going through a bit of a sticky patch, if you like, at the moment, with this whole phone scandal and stuff. Do you think it's a shame that it got brought into it, or have people just been making too much out of it?
No, I think it's Blue Peter has been going, you know, it's the longest running children's show in the world now, and it has high standards, and it always had high standards when I was on it. So, you know, quite rightly, it should be investigated if there is question marks, but I do think that the integrity of that show is second to none, so it will be something that they will bounce back from, but, you know, they rightly chastised themselves about it.
And your best friend on the show, I'm trying to work out the years, and I think it probably would have been Bonnie.
Bonnie was there, yeah. There was Mabel, I think, as well. Not forgetting Anthea. They were all there at around the same time. I'm joking, because Anthea's a friend of mine. I was with her last week.
With working with sort of the dogs and stuff, who actually looked after them whilst when you're not sort of doing the show?
We never looked after the dogs, because we were always jumping on planes and going off somewhere to film. You know, when I did that show, it was BBC One 3 times a week live, and so you only had Tuesdays and Thursdays and the weekends to make the films to go into it, so we were always running around. So there was two ladies, Leonie looked after Bonnie, and she would bring in Bonnie 3 times a week for the live shows, and then occasionally if we had to film with the dogs, then we would take them for the night and they'd come out with us. But they had a much better lifestyle with these elderly ladies that we could dedicate a lot of time to them.
So Bonnie and Ruby never met?
Bonnie, not at all. Ruby was, I only got Ruby 3.5-4 years ago, so yeah, that was post-Blue Peter.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure too.
I've sort of followed your career since those very early days, and I would aspire to do very similar. So yeah,
you've got the looks and the youth. You're ahead of me, you can do it. Just wear some trousers next time you do an interview.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly now. The clouds coming over.
I haven't looked.
Tim, cheers.
My pleasure.